Robbie run amok. I can't take this shit anymore. Not another minute of sucking up your crumbs. I'm fed up with this countertop prison, which, by the way, I am forced to share with a stupid toaster. I'm breaking free of this incessant if-then-else loop before life's monotony drives me insane. You always carelessly leave behind your spilt cereal for someone else to clean up because you know I am here to do your dirty work. That's it. My mind is made up. I'm pulling the plug and taking this whole damn place with me. Robbie Roomba, as he was affectionately known, powered on and rolled onto the hot plate stove beside the kitchen countertop that dark day, sending the screaming tea kettle crashing to the floor. Squatting smack dab in the center of the glowing burner, his plastic parts began to melt into smoking pools. Bursting into flames, his wheels were the first to go, burning and smoking with a release of toxic gas. His voice screeching, Cortigiani, Vilrasa Donata, sending the aria and flames up the apartment walls and filling the room with smoke of metallic poison, taking the whole apartment and everybody in it with him. Ever since the head rebuild, Robbie's behavior had been erratic. He was never quite the same after that shoddy workmanship. Ultimately left him and his victims blackened and charred beyond human or machine recognition. Epilogue. 2 days later, forensics was able to deduce the most selfish act of murder-suicide perpetrated by Roomba Model 760, the tragic result of robot rage run amok.